Welcome to the Naked Wine Podcast.
Two best friends and wine. Natural and free. Skin contact sometimes. Unfiltered, never fined. Organic grapes and yeast.
Welcome to the Naked Wine Podcast, episode 8.5. We are drinking Pet Nats on a paddleboard.
Pet Nats on a paddleboard in beautiful, show them the view. Show them the view a little bit. Beautiful Tunnels Beach, Kauai.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Pet Nats on a paddleboard. What's better?
Life doesn't get much better than this. We might start doing a few episodes that are sort of just like fun and location based. We do
travel
a lot of traveling
episodes
together.
Natural wine,
yeah.
And clearly there's no natural wine store in Kauai, but I don't know if we talked about this before, but I definitely ship my wine with me when I travel. Shout out Wineskins. Wineskins are a great way to get your wine where you need to drink them.
Yeah, and we'll talk more about travel and drinking natural wine and how you can do that easily. But today we wanted to talk a little bit about wine clubs, specifically
wine clubs.
Natural wine clubs, preferably, but wine clubs in general.
There's a lot of good perks of wine clubs, whether natural or not, but we're here to talk about the natty wine clubs. And let's see. So I've been a part of a couple natural wine clubs, and in Los Angeles, you have a lot of options.
We do.
But,
we're very lucky there.
I mean, shout out Bar and Garden. That was my first natural wine club I was a part of. Bar and Garden's an all-natural wine store.
Lincoln Fine Wines.
Which is awesome. We're both a part of that right now, but they just started one. So we were part of their normal wine club for a while.
Right.
And we just wanted to give you some tips and talk a little bit about wine clubs. We were begging the natural wine kind of stalker and buyer there to please start a natural wine club. Us and all of our friends will literally join.
And some tips, if your local wine spot, they have natural wines, but they haven't started a natural wine club specifically, kind of a good way to support them and to try to get them on board to trying that is what we did is we told them, you know, we have a lot of friends that would be interested, probably like X amount of people that we know would join right away. We told those friends anytime they went in and bought wine to bug them, tell them, when are you starting the natural wine club? And so that's a good safe way for them to know that, you know, at least 20, 15 people right away are going to sign up and are interested. And let's talk about just general perks of wine clubs.
Perks. Lots of perks. If you drink... So first of all, like a wine club, I'd say generally they give you like 2 bottles of wine a month.
Mm-hmm.
And at the bottom end, I think it's like $30. And at the upper end, it's like $45, maybe $50. And there's always like the nicer premium ones too. But if you can find a wine club between $30 to $60, I think you're chilling. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So normally, you know, you pay like $50 a month, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, and you get 2 bottles of wine. And it's a great way to just try something different that you normally wouldn't pick out for yourself, but that maybe you like.
Way to be adventurous because you don't get to choose. So
they pick for you.
Sometimes, like previous wine clubs, I've seen, Lebanon, Uruguay, Morocco. You want to just choose on your own. So it, like, with wine, it's a never-ending learning game. There's always new varietals, new regions that you learn about. So wine club's a great way to explore and be adventurous.
Yeah, it really is.
Big perk.
Big perk is normally, I would say pretty much with every wine club, if it's a local, you know, it's like your local wine store and they're doing the club, you get a discount on any wine that you buy from their store, whenever you buy it. And that's great because if you're like us and you're buying a lot of natural wine, then, you know, like that 10% discount on all your bottles, if you're part of the club, it really adds up and can save you
10%.
Save you some money.
Yeah. So like if you're like us and you spend sometimes $300 a month on wine, which isn't ridiculous,
especially if you entertain a lot, you know, have
entertain.
Parties.
We love to entertain.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not just for us. We share with our friends most of the time. But if you spend $300 and your club's $30, you're basically getting your 2 wine club wines for free.
Yep.
So it totally pays off.
Yeah.
And you're helping the wine store out. So back to bugging wine stores about getting a natural wine club. That's if they even have natural wine in the store. Now, what about for tips for our peeps who are like, I just have a normal wine store, and I don't think they have any natural. What do I do? How do we, what advice do we give them for talking to their wine store owners for getting natural wine in the shops?
Yeah, so, you know, we touched on the one thing. Just know that you're going to support them. You're going to get all your friends to support them, so that'll encourage them. It'll be low risk for them to try it. And there's some buzzwords that are helpful that you want to throw out there, like low intervention wine.
Well, low intervention.
You're looking for
natural wine.
It's biodynamic.
Biodynamically
organic
farmed.
Organic grapes, whether or not it's certified.
Mm-hmm. Wine that has like nothing added, little to nothing added,
nothing
or taken away.
Yeah,
they call them also 00 wines,
mm-hmm.
because they add zero and they take away zero.
Yep, native yeast.
So those are the other buzzwords when they're like, all right, okay, so you say natural wine. And sometimes a normal conventional wine store owner, you say, oh, you come in, you're like, in your 20s or 30, I just turned 30 yesterday, actually.
Happy birthday, Remington.
If you're in your 20s and 30s and you're kind of hipstery and they're like, oh, here comes this young buck or young gal looking for natural wine,
mm-hmm.
like, and then they start quizzing you, like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So if they say that, tell them you want organically or biodynamically farmed.
Yep.
Doesn't have to be certified, but on the DL, you know that they do that.
Low intervention,
native yeast,
mm-hmm.
as Kendra covered, little to no additions. You want like little additions.
Yep.
And just, yeah, I'd say that mainly covers it. If you'd say organic, biodynamic, and native yeast,
and
that's a big cue.
And they're going to be more likely to take you seriously if you're saying
things.
The right buzzwords,
oh,
you know
yeah.
what you're talking about.
Little sulfur additions.
Yep.
Low sulfites,
mm-hmm.
low sulfite levels, and I mean, and they'll take you seriously because if there's enough of you going in saying that, they'll talk to their distributors.
Yeah.
They'll eventually bring some in. And if you listen to our Lincoln Fine Wines episode in the past, it was a slow roll.
It really
Veronica
was.
Over there brought in like one shelf's worth.
Yeah.
And now they have a whole section. It's the highest grossing region of their wine store. So they
yeah.
listen to their customers. And natural wine is so culty in a way that
mm-hmm.
if it's there and if you have people who love it, they're going to rep it and buy the SHIT out of it. Because
yeah.
if you're especially in a small town and you like it, like
we got all our friends to sign up.
You'll just take whatever's there just because you're just glad and lucky to have
yeah.
some available, whether you're in Kansas City or Kalamazoo or Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people, you know, that price tag on a wine club, the monthly $50 or whatever, it kind of scares them away because they're worried, what if I don't like the wines? I'm really picky about wine. What if I don't drink the wines?
True.
And the truth is, even if the wines, you know, every now and then really, or even a lot of the time, aren't your favorites, you can take them to dinner parties. You can gift them to friends that do like those
oh, yeah.
types of wines or grapes. And the best part is, if you're buying a lot of wine at that store anyways, chances are there's going to be at least a 10% discount
totally.
on the wine you're buying.
Covers
that you
the
do
spirits,
like.
Too, if you're
yep.
into spirits. And
so,
like,
at the end of the day, my wine club, I'm part of one in Hermosa
I'm
Beach.
Watching our umbrella almost take off on the beach.
Oh, my God. Okay, we'll wrap
Houston,
it up.
We have a lift off.
Oh, my God.
But what about Hermosa? Continue.
Okay, we'll wrap this up here. Yeah, I'm part of a wine club in Hermosa. Shout out to Uncorked. We did an episode with them as well. It's great. And they don't have a natural one yet, but they're going to. But they do have an organic wine
mm-hmm.
club, which
yeah,
is Jeff also
Bonafetti
great.
Yeah, Jeff episode.
Yeah.
Woo! The waves. Organic, I mean, that's a good start. And so,
yeah.
you know, if you're interested in natural wine, most people I talk to when I first bring it up are a little questionable. And then I get into all the deets and I'm like, hey, you like to buy organic produce, don't you? And,
yeah.
You know, if this is a product that you like to drink a lot of, you
mm-hmm.
can. And if you're like into health and fitness, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. You got to get on the natural wine train.
It's a low hangover, low, like, the less likelihood of having a hangover is not enough of a seller for you, and you're a health freak,
yeah.
and you're just drinking two-buck chuck or whatever wine and being like, oh, it's good for my heart.
Your body is a temple.
I always say that. My body's a temple. My body's a temple, so I can only drink natural wine. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so.
You know what? I think we are going to enjoy this beautiful day, but
mm-hmm.
thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We hope that we're going
to
bring more.
We're
going to
wash away. I think that's what you're trying to say.
Fun location-based podcast to you.
Oh, yes.
So,
we will see you next time.
Pet Nats on a paddleboard. We're the Naked Wine Podcast.
Maybe it'll be orange wine with orangutans next episode.
Maybe.
Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Aloha.